好，我很高兴从礼拜五呢就已经跟你们一起在一起。
You are gluttons for punishment.
Gluttons for punishment. 然后你们的这好像是有一些这个处罚在这边。
Amen. And it's been a wonderful time.
我们真的是我们在一起的时光真的很美好。
Pastor told me just before lunch, he said, we Chinese people love to eat.
刚刚说牧师跟我们讲说我们中国人真的很喜欢吃。
I asked him what the secret was.
我就问他说那这个秘诀到底是什么。
Because if you Chinese love to eat, why do you never show what you eat?
就说你们为什么中国人喜欢吃那但是呢就不长肥肉呢。
He said, oh, well, some of us have been fasting for this conference.
因为呢有些人就因为这个特会在进食。
He said, I've been fasting.
And 我自己也在进食。
And I lost 10 pounds.
And 因为这样子啊，我自己呢就减了。
And I said to myself, he doesn't have 10 pounds to lose.
And 我说哇，孙牧师好像可能在解释吧，很麻烦。
I told my mother one time I lost 10 pounds.
And 我跟我母亲说我曾经就减重十磅。
She said, turn around.
And 她说你就转过来。
She said, I found it.
她就说我找到了。
Oh dear. Well, when we went to Argentina as a family in 1985,
我在1985年的时候呢，我们全家到阿根廷。
We didn't know how to speak Spanish.
我们那时候呢，不知道怎么样讲西班牙话。
And the Lord sent us to a city where we only knew one person that spoke English.
我们在服事的城市里面呢，只有一个人知道怎么样讲英文。
So we had to learn Spanish somehow.
那我们呢就必须要学习怎么样讲西班牙话。
And we were having a hard time.
我们那时候呢觉得还蛮辛苦的。
Argentines speak with their lips.
And 阿根廷人呢用嘴唇在讲话。
But they also speak with their hands.
那他们也用手讲话。
And their bodies.
And 用他们身体在讲话。
So we could kind of figure out what was going on.
所以我们可以这样用肢体语言可以来猜他们在讲什么。
But when the telephone rang,
那但是呢电话如果是电话来的话呢
No hands.
那时候就没有手势了。
No face.
那也没有脸。
No eyeballs.
连眼珠都看不到。
And we argued as to who was going to answer the telephone.
那我们就来就是说我们就争论说到底谁要去这个回那个电话。
It was funny and it was sad all at the same time.
蛮好玩的但是也是蛮不好玩的。
One day one of our team members came to me and said,
有一次呢我的同工跟我说
David, if you don't learn to speak Spanish, you're not going to eat very much either.
如果的你要是 David, 你要是不学西班牙话你可能没有办法吃很多东西啊。
Well, I learned Spanish.
And 我就因为这样我就学了西班牙话。
And we've been suffering ever since.
我们从那边就很痛苦了。
Argentines also eat. They enjoy their food.
And 阿根廷人也很喜欢吃。
And if anybody asks you, where's the beef?
And 如果说呢，到底牛肉在哪里？
It came from Argentina.
那个就是从阿根廷来的。
Well, are you ready to receive some more?
你们想要再听到更多的讯息吗？
This has been a wonderful conference.
我们真的是我们很高兴这个特会真的很兴奋很好很兴奋。
The Lord has sent us to sow some seed.
神呢就让我们来就开始来播种。
And you are good soil.
那你们呢你们就是好土。
And we want to thank you and honor you for that.
那我们要来谢谢你我们要来让我们谢谢你们。
God is going to do something here in Milpitas and San Jose.
我们神呢会在 San Jose 跟 Milpitas 来动工。
And he's going to do it through you.
And 他呢会经过我们每一个人来动工。
So turn to your neighbor.
And 所以呢就跟到你的左右邻居。
Get your finger ready.
And 准备好你的手指。
And say to your neighbor, God is going to do something here in the Bay Area.
然后每一个人呢在神要在这个湾区动工。
And he's going to do it through you.
他要经过你来动工。
Now I say that because it's very important.
那我讲这个呢，是因为这个很重要。
Because in the past we have looked to the person who stands behind this pulpit.
那有时候呢，我们就看到这个，常常看到这个站在这个讲台后面的人。
And we have said God is going to do something in the Bay Area.
And 我们看到这个人，我们就说，哦，神会在湾区动工。
And he's going to do it through you.
And 那会经过这个站在讲台后面的人来做工。
That's not what's coming.
那这不是神要的。
From this day forward,
从今天开始,
I suspect,
我相信,
I'm not sure,
我虽然我不确定, 但我相
信, but I'm fairly sure,
那我蛮确定的,
that you can expect to hear Pastor Joseph,
你会听到孙牧师,
say to you in a very pointed way,
会要对你们的, 我们每, 会众每一个人说,
God is going to do something in our Bay Area,
那神会在湾区里动工。
And he's going to do it through you.
会经过我们每一个会众来动工。
All of you.
我们所有的会众。
And that's what makes a church transformational.
那这个呢，就是让我们有一个转化的教会。
As we said the other night.
那就像我们那天前几天听到的。
We are not a congregation of sheep that need to be shepherded.
那我们呢，不是一个羊的这种这个会众。
We are now a congregation of shepherds.
我们是一个牧羊人的会众。
Who are being equipped and released.
那我们呢，受了装备以后呢，我们就要出去。
So that this afternoon is the most exciting part of the day.
所以呢，今天下午呢，是最让人兴奋的。
I mean this afternoon after we get all done in here.
那当然是说我们到特会完了之后。
That's when it all begins.
那个所有的事情就从那时候开始。
If you thought the conference ends at 5:30,
那如果你觉得呢，这个特会是今天下午五点半结束呢？
This is a conference that doesn't end ever.
这个特会呢，不会结束的。
It begins at 5:30.
这个特会呢，是从五点半开始。
We had a pastor friend in Argentina.
我们在阿根廷呢有一个牧师的朋友。
He's now with the Lord.
他呢现在已经安息主怀了。
But for many years he was our director in Argentina.
那很多他呢是在我们在阿根廷的负责阿根廷的。
He was a Baptist pastor.
他是这个浸信会的牧师。
They're the best kind.
那浸信会的牧师最好的。
My dad was a Baptist pastor.
我父亲是一个浸信会的牧师。
I was a Baptist pastor.
我曾经也是浸信会的牧师。
I think I still am a Baptist pastor.
我现在还是浸信会的牧师。
But I work for a missionary organization.
但是呢，我现在呢是任职一个宣教机构。
But anyway, he said to his congregation.
那他对他的会众说。
And he said to a group of pastors who were listening to him.
他呢是对了一群的牧者说。
Make sure that your Sunday meeting is the least significant meeting of the week.
那你们每一天早上的聚会，每个礼拜天早上的聚会呢，是在这礼拜最不重要的聚会。
Now you have to think about that for a minute.
你要稍微想一下。
Because his Sunday meetings were wonderful meetings.
因为他的礼拜天早上的聚会呢，其实是很好的聚会。
The music was terrific.
那这个敬拜是很好的。
Just like the music we've had today.
就像我们刚刚所听到的敬拜。
Didn't the young people do a great job?
那我们的年轻人说，好吧。
All of the musicians have done wonderful.
我们的乐手也做得很好。
The preaching was wonderful.
我们的传讲人也很好。
The presence of God was always there.
那神的同在一直都在那里。
He had several services because not everybody could fit in one service.
那这个他的那个礼拜天呢有好几堂的聚会。
And people were always getting saved.
那很多人呢因为这样子呢能得救。
It was a very successful church.
那在阿根廷呢那个是一个很成功的教会。
But he said, I always keep before me.
但是呢，他常常说，我常常提醒我自己。
The fact that my meeting on Sunday needs to be the least significant meeting of the week.
那我在礼拜天的聚会呢，是在这一个礼拜里面最不重要的聚会。
What he was saying was,
那他的意思是什么呢？
If my meeting is good on Sunday,
如果说我的礼拜天的聚会呢，是一个很成功的聚会。
It will produce more significant kinds of meetings throughout the week.
那因为这样子呢，我们其他周间的聚会呢会变成更重要。
Because our objective is not to fill our building.
那因为我们的目的呢，不是把这个人全部放到教会来。
Our objective is to fill the city.
那我们的目的呢，是要让整个的城市来充满。
Filling the city with the presence of God.
那充满什么呢？是充满神的同在。
So what we do inside,
那我们在教会里面做什么?
Everything we live inside here,
我们在教会里面做的任何的事情,
God wants to magnify out there.
那神呢就会让把它在外面更大的彰显。
So imagine these songs that we're singing.
那你们刚刚想到我们刚刚所敬拜的。
Imagine hearing them be sung in the city.
那你在想说我们刚刚所敬拜的在外面整个城市也开始在这样的敬拜。
It's possible.
那这个是可能的。
All these songs about the kingdom of God coming to Milpitas and San Jose.
那我们刚刚要唱到就是说整个神国就降到 Milpitas 跟 San Jose.
And we're going to keep at it till we see you come, Lord Jesus.
And 我们会在这边一直的来做直到我们看到复兴。
Imagine the city singing that song.
那你们来想象说整个的城市就开始来唱同样的一首歌。
Oh, you think that would never happen.
哦，你在想说这可能不会发生。
Well, it has happened.
嗯，但是曾经发生过。
160 years ago, Hawaii was 96% Christian.
And 150年前，夏威夷是95% 的基督徒。
The queen was a Christian.
And 那边的女王呢，也是个基督徒。
She was the piano player in the congregational church.
And 那个女王呢，她在教会里面是弹琴。
Revival had come to the islands.
And 在夏威夷呢，整个岛都复兴了。
The God, the Spirit over the islands had been dethroned.
但是呢，那神呢，目前在那个这夏威夷岛已经不是那么的复兴了。
And 96% of the population was born again Christian.
And 那在那边呢 ,96% 呢是重新得救的。
And they said in the history books,
And 他们在那时候在历史书上说
that you couldn't walk down the street without hearing children singing the songs of Jesus.
你在街上走的时候呢你都可以常常听到儿童在唱圣歌。
And you couldn't walk through a pineapple field without stumbling on a prayer meeting.
And 你那时候呢，就在凤梨田里面呢，会看到很多的祷告的聚会。
Everywhere you went, you bumped into God.
And 不管你走到哪里，你就要遇见神。
Everywhere you went, you bumped into the kingdom of God.
And 不管你是走到哪里呢，你都看到神的国。
It was everywhere.
那就是到处都是。
So how many of you want to see that happen in the San Francisco Bay Area?
你要看有多少人想要看到像这样的情况在湾区
？Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
God wants to see it more than you do.
And 神要想要看到的更胜于我们。
Now most of us say the San Francisco Bay Area is very difficult.
大部分人说的旧金山湾区呢，哦，是个很困难的地方。
It would never happen here.
这不可能发生的。
How big is your God?
但是呢，你要知道你神有多大。
What kind of God are you serving?
你所侍奉的神有多大。
I believe he's coming.
And 我相信他就要来了。
And he wants to do it.
And 他想要这么做。
And I believe he's going to do it.
And 他将要这么做。
They say the San Francisco Bay Area is the only region in the United States that has not seen a revival.
And 他说在湾区呢是唯一在美国还没有看到复兴的地方。
They say it's the least church metropolitan area in the United States.
那在整个各大都会里面呢，教会的数目越最少。
They say we have the richest people living here.
那虽然这个地区呢是有很富裕的，最富裕的人就住在这里。
But they give the least amount of money to God and to the kingdom.
那但是呢，他们捐给神跟他的神国的数目却最少。
And that all may be true.
And 这个可能是真的。
But as I heard my good friend and colleague Ted Haas say the other day.
And 但是呢，我听到刚才听到 Ted 的那天跟我讲的。
Turn the coin over.
那你就要把这个全部来反转。
On the other side of that same coin.
那在同样的那个硬币的另外一面。
That says everything is negative.
And 那一面呢都是负面的。
There is a positive.
但是有正面的。
We're not a religious people.
我们不是那种只是宗教性的人。
That is, we don't have a lot of religious spirits around.
And 我们没有很多的宗教性的这个。
And if God were to show up in His power and with all of His presence,
那如果呢神带着荣耀过与我们彰显
，people will see a great light.
And 大家众人就会看到。
People will see it and be convinced by it.
那众人就会相信。
Because they're not religious.
因为呢，他们这边的人呢，并不是没有很多的宗教教条在他里面。
They don't have a form of godliness.
And 他们并没有 很注重这些宗教。
Which makes them open to the real thing when it happens.
所以呢，他们得到真正的是我们宗教到的时候呢，他们就会。
And that's what we're all about.
那我们这就是我们所说的。
Let's show them the real thing.
我们就来彰显神的荣耀在他们身上。
So I want to share with you just a brief video clip.
And 我们就先看一个短片。
You know, back on the merchandise table, you'll find all kinds of things.
And 在我们后面的这个桌子上呢，你们会有看到
很多的书。All of our books and materials are there.
And 所有的书这都在那边。
This book here, That None Should Perish, is the first book that Dr. Silvoso wrote.
那这是Dr. Silvoso 的第一本书。
And it tells the story of Resistencia that I told you about on Friday night.
And 这个呢，就是叙述一个阿根廷一个城市的故事。
Sue and I and two of our children lived this story.
And 那时候呢，我的太太跟我两个小儿子。
When we started out, there were 70 congregations in the city.
And 我们那时候呢，那边那个城市有70个教堂。
And the city was a disaster. It was depressed.
And 那个城市呢是真的很破烂。
Today there are over 500 congregations in the city.
现在呢那个城市有500间教会。
And the city has been made over.
And 那整个城市都改变了。
It has a brand new downtown.
那整个的市中心也是全新的。
One congregation has 11,000 members.
And 其中有一个教会呢有11,000个会众。
And the kingdom of God has come to the whole province.
And 那整个的省那省那个
They say that 25% of the population of Resistencia has received the Lord.
那在那个城市呢，有25%就是一个基督徒。
And there are 250,000 Christians in the whole province.
那在整个的省里面呢，一共有25,000人。
These are the principles that all of this is built on.
And 那我们怎么做呢？都是在这本书里面。
And then this book is the second one. It's about the methodology.
那这本呢是第二本书，这是关于我们怎么样做。
And we're going to talk about this in a minute, but prayer evangelism.
那这是我们用了祷告宣教。
So this is what we do to see transformation come.
这个就是我怎么样来做，来迎接这个转化。
And then Dr. Silvoso felt a word, a nudging from the Lord to write a book for, well, it's a book about women.
And 这是另外一本书呢，是关于讲到我们姐妹的。
Women, God's secret weapon.
就是姐妹是神的秘密武器。
So if you thought your wife was dangerous,
and 如果你觉得你的太太很危险
you're right.
And 你是对的。
I was going to a conference one time.
And 我曾经去一个特会。
And I was taking a box of books.
And 我拿了很多的书。
And our secretary put the books in a box that was labeled "Women, God's Secret Weapon."
And 我们的秘书呢就把这些书呢放在一个盒子里面，上面写着。
When I went to check in.
And 那我那时候进去的是。
The agent saw the label on the box.
And 我那时候开始的时候呢，那边他就看到这个盒子上面的标签。
He didn't see the women God's part.
And 他没有看到这个姐妹。
He just saw a secret weapon.
他只看到秘密武器这个字。
He said, "Excuse me, sir, but what do you have in that box?"
他就说对不起，这到里面是什么东西
？I had to prove to him that they were books.
我必须要证明这些只是书而已。
He looked at the title and said, "I think I need to read this one."
他看到说，我应该要读这本书。
Now, men, this is my suggestion to you.
And 弟兄们，这是我的对你的建议。
Read it first.
先赶快先念。
So you don't get blindsided.
所以呢，你就不会被这个。
And then we refer to this book, "Anointed for Business."
And 这个另外一本就是《职场恩膏》。
The anointing that is on you specifically, and you as a congregation, is very powerful.
那在我们对我们每一个会众的恩膏呢是很重要的。
Understanding the truth inside of this book is key.
And 对于这本书里面所讲的呢是很关键的。
And so I would recommend, if I were to recommend Well, I can't recommend one over the other, can I? You're just going to have to start with the blue one and work your way all the way through. Start at the bottom and head for the top. And then as transformation, this puts the paradigms in prayer evangelism and lots of testimonies and stories together in one package.
那这本呢是一个转化，那有我们刚刚只讲的思维模式跟一些祷告的这些宣教都在这里面，也很多的见证。
There's a new book that we're working on. I think there's just one copy back there. It's still not in complete, it's not in its final form yet.
那我们还在做另外一本书。
It's called Ecclesia.
这个Ecclesia是一个希腊字，好像是教，翻出来是教会的意思。
When you read the New Testament, especially the Gospels,
如果你在看新约圣经呢,
you quickly discover that Jesus didn't teach a lot about the church.
你可以发现说，耶稣呢，并不常常讲到教会这些。
He only mentioned the church three times.
他只讲到教会这是三次。
But he talked about the kingdom over 80 times.
那但是他讲神的国呢，超过80次。
Why didn't Jesus teach about the church?
那为什么耶稣呢，不来教导对这个教会呢？
In fact, when you read the Bible, there are some things you don't find there.
其实你在看圣经的时候呢，你不会找到一些东西。
You don't find a command to go plant churches, for instance.
你不会看到说那个使命叫你差遣你出去呢，来建立教会。
Should we plant churches?
我们是不是应该来建立教会呢？
Yes.
应该的。
But not for the sake of churches.
但是呢，不是因为为了要建教会。
For the sake of the kingdom.
是为了我们要来传扬神的国。
You don't find Sunday school in the Bible.
你也没有听到主日学，也没有在圣经中提到。
You don't find home Bible studies in the Bible.
你也没有在查经班里也没有听到。
God didn't send us to do those kinds of things.
神没有叫我们特别去做这些事情。
He sent us to take the kingdom of God to our world.
那他把我们送出去呢，所以我们可以把神的国带到外面的世界。
That's why we have all the other things.
那就是因为那样子的目的呢，我们才去做我们刚刚所说的那些事情。
But he didn't send us to plant churches, for instance.
那譬如说他没有叫我们出去建立教会。
His command was disciple the nations.
他的大使命来是指万国做我的门徒。
His command was preach the gospel to every creature.
他是叫我们来传扬神的国。
Well, we can't fit the nations and we can't fit every creature inside of our buildings.
那我们不可能把全世界放在一个建筑物里面。
So we have a problem.
所以我们现在就有问题了。
The only way to resolve it
那唯一的解决的方法
is to take what's inside the building outside into the city.
那就是在我们在教会里面所做的呢，我们要带出去。
So when Jesus said, I will build my church in Matthew chapter 16,
耶稣在马太16章上面说，我要建立我的教会。
That word for church was translated ecclesia.
那个教会那个字呢，是ecclesia这个字。
Ecclesia was not a religious term.
那这个不是一个宗教的用词。
It was a secular term.
那这个呢，是给外面普世人用的。
And it was used to describe a form of government.
那个其实呢，是一种政府的。
The Greeks had an ecclesia.
像希腊人呢有这个ecclesia这个。
It was a way of describing how they did their way of government.
那这个呢是来解释呢，他们这个希腊政府怎么样来运作的。
It involved large groups of people and small groups of people.
所以有很大群人，也有很小群人。
But they all represented the philosophy and the ideas of the government.
那这个呢，就是来反映这些政府的形态。
Then the Romans came along.
那罗马人就过来了。They
used the same term.
那他们用了同样一个字。
Ecclesia.
Ecclesia这个字。
This is how we will make the values of Rome known to all of our conquered territories.
那这个用这个字来把这个罗马的精神带到罗马管辖的地方。
We're going to employ the people to take the values of the kingdom to all of those territories.
我们罗马把这些人呢，用罗马的精神来管制他们的地方。
In fact, the emperor said, if I find two or three Romans that are gathered together in a far corner of the empire,
那尤其呢，罗马的这皇帝又说，如果说我看到两三个罗马人在我的这个帝国很远的地方
，And if they are gathered in my name，
那这个如果说呢，这两三个人是因为我的名来聚集的
，I will back up the decisions that they make。
哎，因为这样子呢，我跟大家讲说，我会承认他们所做的决定。
Does that sound familiar？
你有没有觉得蛮这个蛮
熟悉的 ？Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name."
啊，耶稣说，如果两三个人因我的名聚集
，There am I in the midst of them.
我就在他们当中。
That's why he talked more about the kingdom.
这就是为什么他传说神的国
，and less about the church.
嗯，不特别提到教会。
Everybody in Jesus' day understood what ecclesia meant.
那时候呢，每一个人都知道 ecclesia 这个字的意思是什么。
It meant that we are the representatives of God's kingdom on earth.
这就是我们是神国的代表人。
And they knew how the government did it.
他们知道说这个政府是怎么做的。
So that's how we'll do it.
那这就是我们要怎么做。
That's exactly what Jesus meant.
那这个就是耶稣那时候的意思就是这样。
What he did was take a system of government.
那他就把一个像政府的一种制度。
He used the term and inserted his DNA.
就好像把那个政府的制度呢，但是换到他自己的 DNA.
The government has their ecclesia.
那政府有他们的这种 ecclesia 的制度。
I will build my ecclesia.
但是呢，耶稣会建立他自己的 ecclesia.
And the gates of Hades,
那在死亡的这个门
will not be able to stand against my ecclesia.
就无法来胜过这个教会。
That is the essence of what we're talking about in this conference.
那这个呢，就是我们最主要这个特会里面所讲的最主要精神。
Don't worry about all the government stuff.
不用特别来大家想说这些政府怎么样。
And really don't worry so much about building a big church.
也不要特别来想要说你要建多大的教会。
Be concerned about being God's representatives of His kingdom in your sphere of influence.
最重要的是我们怎么样来作为神的代表神国的代表在我们所的影响的范围里面。
In essence, Jesus is saying, you take care of the kingdom,
Jesus 是说，如果你来照顾到我的神的国
，I will take care of the church，
我就会来照顾到教会。
That's why he didn't give Peter the keys to the church。
这就是为什么他没有给彼得这个教会的钥匙。
He said to Peter in Matthew 16, "I give you the keys of the kingdom."
他跟彼得讲，在马太第十六章的时候，我给你的钥匙，这个是神国的钥匙。
So a number of years ago, I was ministering in New York City.
好几年前呢，我是在纽约来服事。
In Brooklyn.
在布克林。
And I was talking about prayer evangelism.
那我呢，那时候来传讲的是就是祷告宣教。
Instead of me telling you the story, I'm just going to let you watch a clip that tells about the story.
那我呢就让请大家来看那个这故事就是这样子。
Let's go to Brooklyn, New York.
那我们就去布克林纽约。
This is New York City, the marketplace capital of the world. 8.5 million people live here. Roughly 30% of the world's economy is impacted from this place every day.What kind of a church will it take to wrap its arms around this kind of a city? And what difference can one congregation make?
The first time I heard the term prayer evangelism was from our friend Dave Thompson of Harvest Evangelism when he came into our church. At the end of the service that Dave preached at, he challenged our congregation. He said, now, if you'll try this, he said, try for 30 days. He said, pray for the five houses on your left and the five on your right. Pray for the 11 across the street. Try for 30 days and see...If the climate doesn't change over your neighborhood or where you work or where you go to school. Well, to my surprise, most of my church stood up. And they said, yeah, we're going to believe God for 30 days and see how this works. My wife and I made that commitment with our church to pray for our neighbors, and we started to do so right away. Father, we thank you for the chance, Lord, to pray for our community. We thank you, God, that we've seen such answers. The change was almost instantaneous and very tangible. We speak the Lord.
People realize this is relatively easy to do. People who are too shy to witness, who are too shy to share their faith,
they can walk up and down their street and ask God to bring peace to their neighbor's house and speak blessings over their neighbors.
Lord, God, you're a good God. There's no one good but you.
In August of 2001, we literally mapped out our community, the Bay Ridge community of Brooklyn, New York, and we had Christians from our church walk every single block of Bay Ridge, a community of 30,000 people. We went two by two, and over the course of 4 weeks of August, we had literally prayer walked our entire community, which we had never done before.
Father God, I ask you, Lord, to bless these homes, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to share peace, Father God.
And now our folks are getting a vision for the lost. They're getting outside the four walls of the church. They're seeing the harvest fields. And then, of course, the tragedy of 9/11 invades New York City. Folks were afraid of riots in our community, as did happen in other parts of the city and country. But because we had prayer walked our community, we had a remarkable sense of peace. Where other communities were erupting in fires and violence of all sorts. It's evident that prayer and prayer evangelism has changed the climate of Brooklyn to such a degree that it's become a great place to do business. It's a great place to build houses. It's a great place to raise families. It's a great place to build schools. And all of a sudden, after years of an economic slump, Brooklyn is in a renaissance. Brooklyn has built the first hotel it's ever had in 68 years. It's the busiest hotel in the whole Marriott chain.
Brooklyn appears to fail, and Mission New York have been able to see growth in this great city and this great state 13 years ago. Right outside this very door, 16 empty businesses, drugs and prostitution, homelessness, empty apartments, broken windows. Today, tremendous difference. You have to believe that something more powerful than just the mundane can make a difference. And the only thing that can make that difference is prayer.
Yes, there's evidence of trouble all around us, and yes, Vallejo has went through a bankruptcy. This is not.
That's the next clip. That's Vallejo, California. Doesn't that encourage you, though?
你们有没有得到激励呢?
You have no idea what God wants to use you for.
你们从来没有可能没有想到说神要怎么来使用你。
It's about bringing people into the kingdom. It always is.
那是关于说怎么样把人带到神国里面。
But it's also about bringing the kingdom to the city.
那也是呢，把怎样把神国带到我们城市里面。
And to do that, God needs you.
那要怎么做呢？ 神需要你。
So let's go to the PowerPoint.
And 我们现在开始。
There we are, all ready to go. Say this phrase with me. My city, God's city.
我的城市, 神的城市。
Say it once more. My city, God's city.
我的城市, 神的城市。
Now, what city do you live in?
你是在住哪一个城市啊?
All right, when we say it again, you say the name of your city. Ready?
Now, 我们,
my,
well,
God's,
I'll say.
Yeah, it sounded like a mess, didn't it?
不管你们,
but not in heaven.
那不管你们刚刚讲的哪一个城市,
because that's what God is saying to you.
因为呢,神就是这样来跟你说,
I want your city to be my city.
神要你们就说,我要你的城市变成我的城市。
If you'll head in that direction,
如果呢,你是朝那个方向走,
I will do great and mighty works.
And 我会来彰显我的荣耀。
So when we agree with God on what the final destination is,
如果呢,我们跟神一起来同工,
then he begins to do powerful things.
他就来这边来做大而可畏的事情。
So this is his will.
那这是他的心愿。
So you, when we say my city is a difficult city,
那如果说呢,我的城市呢,是一个很困难的城市。
Well, turn the switch around.
但是你就把这个开关开到另外一边。
In fact, stop saying that.
那其实呢,你都不要来讲说我的城市很困难。
Your city is not a difficult city.
你的城市并不困难。
Your city is God's city.
你的城市呢是神的城市。
He already paid the price for it.
他已经为了这个城市付上代价。
It belongs to him.
那这个城市呢是属于他的。
Oh, but God, it doesn't look like it belongs to you.
但是哦，神啊，这个城市好像看起来不属于你。
And he says, yes, but it belongs to me.
但是呢，他说是，但是呢，这个城市是属于我的。
So let's work together to make it look like me.
所以呢，我们可以一起来同工，让这个城市来变成像我的城市。
What Benji shared this morning was so powerful.
那像 Benji 刚刚今天早上呢是有一个很有力的的信息。
In fact, I incorporated it into my message for this afternoon.
我把一些的信息呢放在我的信息里面。
I will get to it in a moment. We'll come back to that point.
那我们待会儿就会来提到。
So, what we've been reviewing during our time together.
我们呢我们就来做一些回顾。
It's always good to review this so that you have it in your mind.
我们呢一直都很在我们来一起来回顾了，所以我们才记得。
I am called to disciple nations, not just individuals.
那我们呢第一个呢是说我们被召是要使万国做主的门徒，而非单叫个人做门徒。
That's the final destination.
这是呢最后的最后一站。
When I know where I'm going, then I know how to take my next step.
那如果我知道我要去哪里呢，我就知道我下一步该怎么走。
It may take a long time to get there.
那可能要花很久的时间。
But I know what my next step is.
但是我知道我下一步要怎么走。
So that's where we're headed.
那这个就是我们要怎么走。
We don't know a lot of things.
我们虽然不知道很多事情。
We don't understand them.
我们不一定了解。
We may not even believe it's possible.
那我们可能真是不相信这是可能的。
But the Bible is full of people like that.
但是呢，在圣经里面呢，有很多像这样子的人。
And Jesus says, "Don't worry, I've got all authority in heaven."
那神说呢，你不要担心，我有所有的权柄。
And I'm going to be with you every day.
我会与你每一天与你同在。
So we'll get there.
那我们就会到达那里的。
Number two.
那第二项。
The marketplace has been redeemed.
那职场呢已经被主救赎。
Jesus paid the price.
神呢耶稣呢已经付了代价了。
We just need to reclaim it.
我们现在只是要把它夺回来而已。
So it's like when Sue takes my sport coats to the dry cleaner.
那好像呢，我的太太呢，把我的外套呢拿到了干洗店。
She gives them my sport coat.
她把这个拿给干洗店。
And oftentimes she pays them the money.
常常呢，那时候呢，她就要付这个干洗店。
And what does she get in return?
她要怎么样拿回来呢？
A little piece of paper.
他会拿到一个好像小小的收据。
But that little piece of paper says that there's a jacket down there that belongs to me.
那小小的收据呢，上面就是说这个呢是。
And when I get it, it's going to be clean.
到时候呢，就会整个都很干净了。
I could send my neighbor's dog down to the dry cleaners with that piece of paper.
我可以叫我邻居的狗呢去用这个收据。
And I hope that the dry cleaner won't give the dog my coat.
我希望那个干洗店的人不会把这个我的衣服
给他。But at that moment in time, that dog has the authority to get my coat.
但是呢，那时候呢，那只狗如果有那个收据的话呢，它就有那个权柄去拿那个外衣。
And that's the authority that you and I must walk in.
那个就是我们所有的，我们每一个人都有的权柄。
This city doesn't belong to the devil.
那这我们的城市呢并不属于魔鬼的。
It belongs to God.
它属于是我们神的。
And I'm going to declare it so.
那我们呢就是要把它赎回来。
So every Christian is a minister.
所以呢每一个都是职场的，每一个都是我们的牧者。
As we learn not just to preach the gospel.
那我们不是只要传扬。
More importantly, to put God on display.
那更重要的呢，是要让这个神国临到。
So we insert God in other people's needs.
我们就把神的国呢放在别人的需要上。
And when we go to work, we work heartily as unto the Lord.
那我们去工作的时候呢，我们就要十分的努力。
We are the people who should make our employers be the best-looking employers on the face of the planet.
我们所在的地方呢，要让我们的老板们呢是做，或者我们的这个公司是最好的公司。
The companies that we work for, or even the businesses that we lead, should be the most prosperous ones.
我们的公司呢，应该是赚最多钱的公司。
Because there's an anointing from heaven for it.
因为呢，这有神国的恩膏在上面。
Number four，
那第四点
，We are to take the kingdom of God to where darkness is still entrenched。
我们要把这个神的国呢带到黑暗的掌权的地方。
So maybe you should ask God, where should I go？
你们可能要问神说，我要去哪里呢？
You know, the story of Zacchaeus is a very interesting one.
Zacchaeus 的这个故事蛮有趣的。
He was the most corrupt man in the city.
他那时候呢是在这边是有最贪污的人。
But he wanted to see Jesus.
但是呢，他想要见耶稣。
Imagine that.
你可以想象吗
？The most corrupt businessman in the city wanted to see Jesus.
最贪污的这个官吏呢，是想要来见耶稣。
He wanted to see him so bad that he was willing to climb up in a tree with his suit on.
And 他想要看的时候，他甚至就爬到树上来看耶稣。
Amazing.
是不是蛮有趣的，蛮惊奇的吗？
Do you have room to believe that the most corrupt person in Milpitas or San Jose will want to climb a tree to find Jesus?
你们可以想象说，Milpitas或San Jose最大的贪官会想要在树上看耶稣吗？
Stop criticizing them.
你就不要来指责他们。
Oh, well, I could never bless a corrupt person.
但是我没有办法来祝福一个这个贪官。
Well, hang on, I'll explain that in a minute.
但是呢，等一下我会来解释。
Jesus, when he walked into Jericho,
那耶稣呢走到了耶利哥城。
Didn't condemn Zacchaeus.
他也没有责怪 Zacchaeus.
In fact, Jesus invited himself to dinner at Zacchaeus' house.
那耶稣呢，甚至让跟着Zacchaeus 在他的家来一起吃晚饭。
Why was that?
那为什么呢？
Because Zacchaeus felt need was to find a friend.
因为 Zacchaeus 那时候呢，他需要找一个朋友。
He needed a friend because he wanted to get out of corruption, but he didn't know how.
那他需要一个朋友呢，因为他不想来做他正在做的事情，但是他不知道怎么做。
Most people involved in corruption would like to get out.
如果说大部分的人在贪婪的那个里面呢，他们想要出去。
It's not that they like corruption.
不是说他们喜欢贪污。
They like the effects of corruption.
他们喜欢贪污所带来的。
The riches.
的所有的钱财。
The money.
那个金钱。
All of the things that go with it.
那所有的这个在贪污所带来的。
They think that that's the real treasure.
他们觉得那个就是珍宝。
But the minute after they get involved in it, they discover, they know that it's not.
那但是呢，他们开始做的时候，他们就知道那不是真的。
And now how do I get out?
那他们就开始想说，我怎么样来逃离这个。
But Zacchaeus had heard about Jesus.
那 Zacchaeus 那时候呢，就已经听到了耶稣。
What Jesus?
到底是什么是耶稣？
I submit to you, he heard about Jesus, the businessman.
他只是听到这个耶稣呢是好像商人。
He was a carpenter.
他是个木匠。
He learned the trade from his father.
他是从他父亲学来的。
He knew how to build good furniture.
他也知道怎么样来做好的这个家具。
He probably had a small business.
他甚至可能有一个小小的生意。
He knew how to pay employees.
他知道怎么样来带他的雇员。
I'm imagining this.
我那是在想象。
But I don't think it's far off track.
但是我不觉得这个是不可
能的。He knew how to conduct himself righteously.
他知道他怎么样来正确的生活。
And he had a lot of friends.
他有很多的朋友。
And Zacchaeus, who had a lot of money but no friends,
Zacchaeus 呢，他有很多的钱财，但是他没有朋友。
And felt guilty of sin,
他觉得他很羞耻。
He said, "Maybe Jesus can help me get out of my problem."
可能他就觉得说啊，可能耶稣有办法来帮助他打过这个问题。
And like every corrupt person, he said, "I'm just gonna look him over a little bit."
那这样呢，每一个贪官他就想说，我要来看看他到底是谁。
I'm gonna check him out.
我要来看看他到底是什么样一个人。
So he tried to get a front row seat.
所以呢，他可能就要跑到最前面来看着他。
And nobody would give him the time of day.
但是呢，没有人理他。
He said, "I'm not going to lose the chance. I'm going up a tree."
所以呢，他说我不想丧失这个机会，所以我就把。
And the Bible says that when Jesus walked into Jericho,
圣经上面说呢，耶稣走到耶利哥城的时候
，He walked into Jericho looking up in the trees.
他走到耶利哥城的时候，他就抬头看树。
Well, when's the last time you walked around Milpitas or San Jose looking up in the trees?
你最后呢，在Milpitas、San Jose 的时候，你有没有来在走的时候，你来看看树呢？抬起头来看树。
Jesus was aware that somebody was looking for him.
那但是呢，耶稣那时候知道有一个人正在寻找他。
And I declare that same sensitivity is coming upon you.
我相信呢，你像这样子的敏感度，我们每个人都会有。
When you go to work or when you go shopping or when you go to school，
那不管你是去学校，或你去工作，或者你是去购物
，The Holy Spirit is going to show you where the person is that's looking for Him。
那圣灵呢，就会来跟你讲说，有到底有谁需要来信靠。
And the way you get in touch with them is through prayer evangelism。
那你要怎么样来跟他们有关系呢？就是用祷告宣告。
And when we get in touch with them, when we get in touch with the gates of hell in our city where darkness is。
那我们就来开始来看到这个城市呢的黑暗城市的地方。
Then the systems that keep poor people poor。Will turn around and become positive and not negative.
And 那个系统呢，让这个贫穷人一直在贫穷的光景当中呢，就会被反转。
So as we said yesterday, here's our assignment: change the spiritual climate.
那这个就是我们所要做的，就是来改变属灵的气候。
Jesus sends us out as lambs among wolves.
And 耶稣呢，把我们当了羊，把他送到狼群当中。
So we know that the wolf might want to nibble on us a little bit.
那我们在想说，可能狼下来吃我们。
But that's not going to happen.
但是呢，这不会是这样子的。
Jesus gave his the 70 others.
And 那个耶稣呢，送了他的七十个门徒出去。
In Luke chapter 10, 70 others.
那在路加福音第十章就说有七十个门徒。
They were probably very much like us.
那好像可能就跟我们一模一样。
Just a bunch of nobodies, speaking for myself.
那就好像这什么人都不是这样子。
And he sent them out two by two.
那他就两个两个差派他们出去。
So he said to them, whatever house you enter, say peace be to this house.
就不管你进到哪一个家中的时候呢，你就来做和平临到这个家。
And so I said to you yesterday, if it has a door, it's a...
就像我昨天讲的，只要有个地方有个门，那就是一个家。
It's a house.
It's a house.
Yeah. You said that?
Yes, I did.
Someday I'm going to learn Chinese.
But, okay.
Yeah.
I can teach you.
But it'll be in heaven, I'm sure. great. So he said, bless them.
And 他就说来祝福他们。
But literally speak peace.
那就来跟他们来传讲和平。
Just say peace be to this house.
就说这平安和临到这个家。
You heard the people on the video.
你有听到刚刚的在 video 上面的。
That's all they did.
那就是他们所做，他们只做这个。
That one lady that was speaking peace.
那其中一个姐妹呢，就在传讲和平。
A few days after the video was taken.
那在那个 video 之后的几天
，She was walking around another block。
那她呢，就在那个布克林其他的地方在走。
And she felt a darkness, a heaviness, a spiritual heaviness。
她呢就感觉到黑暗的权势在那边。
So she just stood there and began to speak more peace。
And 她就站在那边呢，就更加的祝福这个和平。
And she kept at it until she felt there was some release。
And 她就一直在做等到她觉得说这个已经走了。
She just said, "There's something evil. There's something bad here."
And 他就觉得说这些地方，这个地方呢，好像有这个邪恶的事情要发生。
The next day, she opened up a newspaper.
那第二天呢，就打开报纸。
The federal agents found a terrorist.
And 那个在这边呢是有个恐怖分子。
Who later on they found out was linked to the terrorist that flew into the Twin Towers.
And 那个恐怖分子呢，跟这些911事件的那些恐怖分子有关系的。
And he had $800,000 of U.S. cash strapped on his body.
那他呢，在身上绑了$800,000。
They arrested him and, of course, deported, took care of him legally.
And 他就逮捕了这个恐怖分子呢，就把他缔结出去了。
But you see, the peace of God had come to Brooklyn.
但是你可以看到呢，神的平安就到了布克林。
And when the church became sensitive to the peace of God,
那等到教会呢，就知道对这个神的平安敏感。
It also became sensitive to the negative spirit in the city.
那他就对这个整个城市的一些不好的灵也开始有敏感。
And who knows what was averted by that discovery?
那不止我们真的不晓得那个，因为那个恐怖分子呢，到底有什么事情会发生
？It didn't stop another tragedy from happening.
那虽然说呢，他这个并没有在来阻挡另外一个恐怖事件。
But it was a powerful testimony of the presence of God in that lady's sphere of influence.
但是呢，这就是一个见证，让这个这个女士我们的姐妹。
So we keep at it.
所以我们就一直在做。
And today Brooklyn is a different kind of city.
那布克林现在呢是不一样的城市。
Now what do we mean when we say bless?
那我们呢是要怎么样来祝福他呢？
And this is where what Benji said this morning is so important.
那就是 Benji 今天早上讲的是多重要的。
I wrote this down after I heard him. Oops. Do we have the new PowerPoint or the old one? All right, just hang on to it right there. I wrote down what came to me when he was speaking this morning. This is what bless means.
You have to take notes.
He said, speak the identity and purposes of God over your children. Did you remember that?
你就要记得你的孩子的身份跟你 的这个价值。
Call your children together and speak their identity in Jesus over them.
那就把他就请你的小孩子来，就让耶稣因为呢耶稣的跟他们讲他们的身份在哪里。
You are a child of God.
就说你们都是神的孩子。
You are a powerful person.
你是一个很有能力的人。
You are God's workmanship made in Christ Jesus.
你是神的工。
He's still working on you.
那神呢在你身上会动工。
He's still working on me.
他在还在我身上动工。
I bless you.
我来祝福你。
You know, the Jewish people have a custom that they go through as a family every week.
那Jewish 的人呢他们每一个礼拜都有一个习惯。
It's called the Shabbat.
那个名叫 Shabbat。
Where the parents bless the children.
那呢父母就会来祝福他们小孩子。
And if you have any Jewish friends,
那如果你有一些犹太人的朋友
，and they introduce you to their young children,
那如果说呢，介绍他们的小朋友在你给你
，they'll say this is my son Samuel.
他说这个是我的儿子萨姆。
He's going to be a doctor.
And 他会呢，将来会是一个医生。
This is my son Sarah.
那这是我的女儿 Sarah.
Daughter.Excuse me, my daughter Sarah.
That's one here, Sarah.
Get that right. She's going to be an entrepreneur.
那她呢会是一个企业家。
And it's the person and what they're going to become.
那就是那个人跟他以后要做什么。
That's a good custom.
那这个是很好的习惯。
So when I'm blessing,
所以呢我在祝福人的时候
，How do I bless a corrupt person?
那我要怎么样来祝福一个贪官呢
？Well, when God created that person, He didn't create him corrupt.
那神在创造他的时候呢，他并没有贪婪。
He created him in the likeness of God.
他是用神的形象来造那个人。
He corrupted himself along the way.
他自己呢，就自己呢，就变成了贪婪。
So when I bless him,
那如果呢，我来祝福他
I speak what God says about him into him.
那我就把神对他的想法就跟他讲。
He may not even know that I'm doing it.
他可能不知道我在做这个。
And in the beginning, it's better that he doesn't.
在一开始的时候呢，可能一开始最好也不知道。
But very soon you'll have a chance to do that.
那但是呢，你很快你就可以做这
件事情了。You'll have a chance to look that person in the eye.
你有办法来看见这个他的眼睛。
And say to him, I bless what God put into you.
那你就说我来特别来为你祝福。
You can bless prostitutes the same way.
你也可以为娼妓来祝福。
The most difficult people.
And 他们是很困难的。
We're not saying bless what they do.
我们不是说你来祝福他们做什么。
We're saying bless who God created them to be.
And 我们是要来祝福这个神在创造这个人。
Call forth their identity in Jesus.
就把他的身从这神里面的身份叫出来。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你了解吗？
Okay, so we bless, we speak peace.
那我们就来祝福，我们来给他们和平。
And peace will push darkness back.
And 和平呢就会把黑暗权势斥退。
Even so much that the demons who are controlling that person,
虽然说呢，但黑暗权势可能是在控制这个人。
They'll be pushed back.
那他们呢会被斥退。
The ones who are hovering near, trying to manipulate their minds and their hearts.
虽然这些黑暗权势呢可能想要来做事情。
They'll be pushed back.
但是呢，他们也会被撤退。
You don't have to chase the demons.
你不需要来追赶魔鬼。
Your job is to stick Jesus in the middle.
你的工作呢是把神带到过中这个中间。
And when the presence of Jesus is there, then the demons know what to do.
如果神在那边的话，那 demon 就知道他要赶快逃离了。
And then we fellowship with them.
那我们呢就开始跟他有团契。
So preaching the gospel is about eating and drinking.
那就要跟他一起吃喝。
Because it's about listening.
就是关于我们在跟他们听他们所说的。
What are we listening for?
我们在听他们说什么呢？
We're listening for where the pain is.
我们他们知道他们痛苦在哪里。
Where is the hurt?
在他们在哪里呢就很痛苦。
And when we find the pain,
我们只知道他们的痛苦在哪里呢
That's where we insert Jesus.
那时候呢我们就可以把耶稣带过来。
And we can say to the person,
我们可以跟那个人说
Excuse me, but you just told me that your son is on drugs.
你刚才跟我说呢你的儿子在使用毒品。
Or your daughter is having trouble at school.
那或者呢你的女儿呢在学业上有困难。
Would you mind if I prayed to my God in the name of Jesus about your problem?
那如果你介意，我来向耶稣来祷告，来为你的这些问题来祷告吗？
And if they trusted you enough to tell you about their problem, they will trust you enough to pray for that need.
And 如果呢，他们相信你，所以呢，他可以把他的问题跟你们讲，他就会相信你，你可以为他们来祷告。
And Jesus will show up.
那耶稣就会出现。
Do you remember that Paul said, I didn't come to you preaching in words of man's wisdom? But I came to you in a demonstration of power?
那我是用这个力量我来彰显给你们看。
That's what we're talking about right here.
这就是我们刚讲什么呢?
I'm not using my words to convince you.
我不是用我的言语来让你相信。
I'm just bringing Jesus into your problem.
我只是把耶稣带到你的问题当中。
And Jesus doesn't need to be defended.
那耶稣呢不需要被这个。
He is quite capable of defending himself.
他的有办法来做他的需要做的事情。
And what he does will be good, and it will be felt.
And 他不管做什么是好的而且会感受到的。
So, turn Jesus loose in the middle of somebody else's problem.
那你就让耶稣来在他们的问题上面来动工。
They will get in touch with God.
And 他们呢就会跟神有关系。
And by the way, you will too.
And 你也会跟神有关系。
I remember we were praying in a city in Argentina.
And 我记得我们那时候在阿根廷的时候。
And we were praying for three ladies on a park bench.
哎，我们那时候呢，为了三个女士来祷告。
And it was kind of fast-paced prayer evangelism.
因为那时候呢是在公园，所以呢我们的祷告很快。
We just said, Lord, lead us.
And 我们就说神啊带领我们。
He said over there.
然后他坐在那边。
We went to the first lady in the middle.
And 他就说，我们就来到第一个女士那边。
She was older than the other two.
And 他在你们三个里面是最年长的。
We said, you know, we've been praying for the city, and we're just out today finding out if anybody has something we can pray for. Do you have anything that you need from God that you can't get anywhere else?
那我就说，我不跟他说，我们已经为了这个城市在祷告。
No, I don't want to have anything to do with that.
那你有什么需要，我们可以为你祷告。他说，不想你们为我祷告。
Actually, she was the daughter of the oldest lady.
And 这其实是那个最年长的女儿。
And her mother next to her said, "No, honey, go ahead and tell him."
And 她妈妈就说啊，没有关系，你跟她讲吧。
So the lady said, the daughter said, "Well, I'm pregnant, and it looks like a difficult pregnancy."
And 她那个女儿就讲说，我看起来是有个很困难的怀孕。
Well, we said, can we pray?
那我们就跟他说，我可以为你祷告吗？
She said, sure, go ahead.
然后就说啊，当然，就做吧。
So we prayed.
所以我们就为他祷告了。
Well, and she was blessed.
And 他就被得到祝福了。
We said to the mother, do you have something?
那我们就跟那母亲说，你有什么东西？
She said, yeah, I have this pain in my throat that I haven't been able to, in my chest, I haven't been able to get rid of.
那我在这个胸口的很痛很闷，我实在是没有办法。
Very difficult for me to swallow.
And 我吞咽都很困难。
So we prayed for her.
所以我们为她祷告。
And I said, well, how do you feel now?
那我就说你现在觉得怎么样?
She said, well, I guess I feel, and about right then she said, Whoa, she said, what was that?
And 她那时候说, oh, 这到底是怎么样的话, 怎么事发生了?
I said, I don't know.
Oh, 我说我不知道啊。
What was it?
我是怎么样呢?
She said, it felt like a searing heat, just went right straight down through my throat.
那我就感觉到一些热流。
I looked at her.
And 我就看着她。
What is this?
那到底是什么呢?
I was surprised.
我连我自己都很惊讶。
And I said, well, do you feel worse or do you feel better?
And 你到底是比较更好的呢, 还是比较更糟糕的呢?
I was hoping she would say, I feel better.
And 我是希望说她, 我感觉更好了。
And she did.
And 她是更好了。
And I said, oh, that's good.
And 我想, 这是真好。
That was God.
那这个是神的工作。
So swallow.
And 你就开始还吞咽。
Does it hurt?
And 如果你看, 或,
she swallowed and she said, no, it doesn't hurt.
你吞咽的时候到底痛不痛? 他说不痛了。
Okay, I said, keep watching it.
And 他就说继续。
But that's the presence of God that has come close to you.
那个就是神在你身上做工。
We prayed for the third lady.
那我们第三个女士, 我们为她祷告。
And she had a problem, her son had a need.
And 他的儿子有一些需要。
So, making a long story short,
把长话短说。
The son's problem was he needed an operation on his hips.
And 他在这个, 腰部这边这个需要动手术。
And the grandmother, who is the lady in the middle on the bench,
那那个祖母呢, 那个是在最年长的。
After we were all done praying, she said, let me tell you why we were here.
那就是说, 我来跟你讲为什么我们这三个人在这里。
We were here because we can't afford the operation for my grandson.
And 我们在这边呢, 因为我们没有办法, 我们没有那个钱来做, 让他那个,
and we were just talking about what priest we should go to ask for spiritual help when you showed up.
那我们正在讨论呢, 我怎么样来再让我们有在属灵上的帮助, 你就过来了。
All three ladies came into the kingdom.
And 那三个女士呢, 都已经到, 就进了神的国。
After they'd been touched by the hand of God.
那神的手触摸到他们。
And their son, as I understand later, did not have to go through surgery.
那这最后那个孙子呢, 都, 甚至都不需要动手术。
That's the power of the presence of the Lord.
这就是神同在的力量。
And so the kingdom of God comes near.
And 那神国就近了。
So, how do we apply this now? How do we become a transformational congregation?
那我们怎么样来做一个转化的会众呢?
Well, when can we say that a city is being reached?
那我们什么时候知道呢? 这个神,
or when can we say that a company is being reached?
那我们怎么知道呢? 神的国已经降临了呢?
Or when can we say that a school is being reached?
那我们怎么知道, 什么知道, 神怎么已经降临到这个,
well,
啊,
a transformation church is going to be a church that takes five paradigms and prayer evangelism as a lifestyle and makes it work every day.
那我们转化的教会呢, 是用把我们刚刚说的五个思维呢, 在用在每一天的生活当中。
So what I'm saying is, this is not a program.
那这个呢, 不是一个, 计划。
It's not something we're going to do for a few weeks.
那不是我们只要几个礼拜来做而已。
No, this is something we're going to do for the rest of our lives.
这是就是以后我们要每一天都要做的。
This is something that our kids are going to do after us.
那这个是我们小孩子也是每天要做的。
And they're going to do it better.
And 他们会做得比我们好。
And our grandchildren are going to do it even better.
那我的孙子辈会做得更好。
Because we're going to be a family of blessing.
那因为呢, 我们呢, 会变成一个祝福的家庭。
So this is a lifestyle.
那这个呢, 就是我们生活的方式。
Can you say lifestyle?
可以说生活方式。
Lifestyle.
Lifestyle.
This is what I do every day.
这就是我每一天要做的。
All the time.
不管什么时候。
I don't stop.
我不会停止。
So, when I come to church,
所以我到了教会的时候呢?
Is this a program in the church?
这个是这个教会的这个计划吗?
Some pastors say to me, I really can't change the program in my church now to make this work.
And, 常常有牧师说, 我没有办法改变这个教会的计划让这个开始。
So I say to them, it's not a program.
这不是什么的计划或者。
This is like software for your hardware.
这个好像就是软体为了你的硬体而做的。
Okay, keep the program that you have.
不管你的活动有什么东西，你就做着。
Just insert this into the program.
只是把这个精神放到你活动当中。
So train all the children that were here on the platform this morning.
所以呢，你就来训练这些小孩子。
Teach them Luke 10 verse 5.
来教导他们路加福音十章五节。
Just to start with.
只是这样开始的。
These are the most powerful warriors, you know.
这些我们的小孩子呢，是我们最大能勇士。
They have a lot less baggage than the rest of us have.
他们身上的包袱比较少。
They haven't sinned so much.
他们看到的东西还不够多。
They haven't doubted God so much.
他们对神也没有那么多的疑问。
Probably all of them believe that God is really God and He really can do anything that He wants.
And 大部分的小朋友都会觉得说神就是神，他可以做什么事情都可以。
Satan doesn't have anything against them.
And 撒旦不要对他们来说没有什么影响。
They're pure and innocent.
他们很纯洁。
And when they speak peace,
and 等到他们开始在讲和平的时候，
or when they pray for somebody,
他们在开始为其他人祷告的时候，
you better expect something's going to happen.
你要开始期望说有些事情就要发生了。
So we teach them to do that.
所以我们应该教导他们来做这些事情。
We bless them and release them to do it.
我们要来祝福他，来释放他们出去。
And we go on with our Bible studies and so on.
我们就来可以继续的来做来研考圣经。
But maybe next week in Sunday school we take 2 or 3 minutes.
但是呢，我们可能下个礼拜我们就来用两三分钟。
And we ask the question, what happened when you spoke peace this week?
我们来问这个问题说，你上个礼拜你做了一些讲和平的时候，什么事情发生？
And you begin to find out that God was doing something.
你就开始来看到说神已经开始在动工了。
So, when we begin to do that,
所以我们开始在做这件事情的时候，
then we begin filling up our city.
那我们就可以开始来充满我们的这个城市。
So, when can we say that a city is being reached?
那我们在什么时候可以知道说神已经临到这个城市呢？
When every sheep has a shepherd.
每一个牧羊，当每一个羊有牧羊人的时候。
So on your street, when you're praying for everybody that lives along your street.
所以你在为你的街道祷告的时候。
Then that's the first step.
那这个就是第一个。
They don't know that they're being prayed for.
他们不知道他们有人在帮他们祷告。
Because you haven't made contact with them yet.
因为你到现在还没有跟他们接触。
But that's okay.
这没有关系。
You know that they're your sheep.
你知道他就是你的羊群。
The second step,
那第二步呢？
Is that maybe you have a little fellowship with them.
可能 你已经跟他们有一些团契，有一些交通了。
So a city is being reached when every sheep knows who his shepherd is.
那所以呢，那当每一只羊都知道他牧羊人是谁的时候。
In Vallejo, they've been prayer walking streets for months.
在 Vallejo 的时候呢，他们在这个城市的行进祷告已经好几个月了。
Next Saturday, their objective is to prayer walk the whole city and let people know that they're being prayed for.
下个礼拜六呢，他们的目的呢，就是让每一个街道都有人来为他们祷告。
So that means that the sheep is going to know who his shepherd is.
那些住在这些街道上面的人就知道说，他们有人来为他们祷告，他们的牧羊人是谁。
I'm not talking about causing meetings to happen.
这个不是一个什么样的聚会。
I'm not talking about planning Bible studies.
这也不是在说有什么样的研考圣
经。I'm just saying that all of the sheep that live on those streets know that.Somebody is praying for them.
当这个住在这街道的人知道有一些人来为他们来祷告的时候。
The third step,
那第三步
is to minister to them.
那就来
And so, a city is being reached when the spiritual climate is being changed.
那你就来服侍这个城市，当这城市的属灵的气候开始改变的时候。
That means you got a chance to pray.
那就是说你应该可以来祷告。
That's a spiritual climate change.
那这个就是属灵的气候来改变。
And God is doing something.
神已经开始来动工了。
That's a further spiritual climate change.
那这个就是第二步了。
So the heavens are open.
天就已经开了。
The clouds that are blocking the sun are being pushed back.
那乌云已经开始来散开了。
And the fourth stage.
第四步。
Is when the kingdom of God comes to the city.
And 就是说神的国降临到这个城市。
So you heard the state senator on the video.
那你有看到这个 纽约的参议员，你刚刚看到了。
He said, "I want to thank Pastor Roger McPhail."
他说我要来谢谢这个牧师。
And Mission New York.
And 这个Mission.
Because they've done something in our city.
因为呢，他们为了我们这个城市做了一些事情。
And the changes have been so dramatic.
And 在这个城市的改变是这么的大。
That you can't but believe that this is the power of prayer.
你就完全不能够不相信，这就是祷告的力量。
That's powerful.
那这个是很有力的见证。
That's transformation.
这个就是转化。
So, where do we begin?
所以我们怎么样开始呢？
Where do we begin in the congregation?
那我们怎么样从我们会众开始呢？
As a congregation, accept God's call on you to pastor the whole city.
那接受神对你的呼召来牧养整个城市。
Now, are you going to be able to pastor the whole city?
那你有办法来牧养整个城市吗？
Probably not.
大概不行。
But head in that direction.
但是呢，你要往那个方向走。
You head in that direction.
如果你往那个方向走，
then God is going to lead you with your pastor to others that He's also calling.
那你往那个方向走呢？你的牧师呢就会带领的有些其他人就来开始。
Not everybody is going to get on board in the beginning.
不是每一个人都会认同。
We were talking a little bit about that yesterday.
我们昨天有在一些讨论。
But don't worry.
但是不要担心。
Because our job is to push the clouds away.
因为我们的工作呢是把这个乌云拨开。
When we push the clouds away, everybody gets a little more light.
我们把乌云拨开的时候，每一个人就有更多的光。
People who are in the church.
那在在会众里面。
And people who are outside of the church.
这或在教会以外的。
So we're going to be a congregation that practices the principles.
那我们呢就是要来做这些原则。
And I'm going to say, yes, I'll be part of a congregation to pastor the whole city.
我们要来接受我们这个，我们是个会众来牧养这个城市。
And then number two, as we've said before,
第二个，
we stop being a congregation of sheep, and we start being a congregation of shepherds.
那我们不要变成羊群的会众，而是变成牧羊人的会众。
So Benji mentioned getting a jar and putting pieces of paper in it that have names of your friends and your kids' friends.
And Benji 今天早上呢，看你可以把一些人的名字放在你的这个器皿当中。
That's the beginning point.
这个就是开始。
You become a shepherd.
你就开始变成牧羊人。
And you take on that assignment.
你就开始来接受这个。
God will give you those names.
那神呢，就会让你知道应该要为谁来祷告。
And then you make prayer evangelism a lifestyle.
And 你就让这个祷告宣教是你的生活方式。
And number four, you accept the task to be ministers in your sphere of influence.
那你就来接受这个你在影响范围里面的这个任务。
So where do you go on a regular basis?
那不管你在常常天天去的什么地方。
You know, a housewife will have the neighbors.
And 不管你是你的邻居。
The grocery store.
在超级市场。
Maybe dad has his workplace.
或者你在职场。
And the gym where he goes to work out.
And 可能是在这个运动的地方。
Or the restaurants that he goes to every week.
或者呢是他的去的餐厅每个礼拜去的餐
厅。People that he has regular contact with.
那不管了就在你的影响范围当中。
Those are your sphere of influence.
这个就是你的影响范围之中。
And then you begin to monitor the results.
And 你就来开始来看开始来看监控这些个。
Share the reports.
你要让让这个结果来跟大家分享。
Build each other up.
那我们就能够来鼓励大家。
Every book in the Bible will come alive when you begin to practice this lifestyle of transformation.
那每一个圣经的每一本书都会在你面前活化起来。
You will understand the stories of Daniel and Joseph and Esther in a whole different way.
那你会这但以理这个以斯帖这些故事呢，你就看到会有全新的方法来看他们。
In the marketplace,
就在职场上。
In this book, Anointed for Business,
这个职场恩膏里面。
It closes with a spiritual business plan.
那这个会有一个属灵的
商业
计划。
Here it is in a few words.
那就是我们来看看。
Discard the deception that you're not a minister.
弃绝你不是牧者的假象。
You are a minister.
你就是牧者。
So get your finger out again.
拿着你的手。
Look at your neighbor.
看看你的邻居。
Pick a different neighbor this time.
就选另外一个邻居。
Say, you are a minister.
你就是一个牧者。
A and you can't get out of it.
你就是没有办法来逃离的.
Okay, forget about it. You're a minister.
不管怎么样，你就是那牧者.
We'll figure it out along the way.
那你就可以知道之后再怎么样做.
And then reject the lie that your job in the marketplace is not spiritual.
拒绝你在职场的工作不属灵的谎言.
Your job is spiritual.
你的工作是很属灵的.
In the Bible, the first expression of worship was labor.
And 在圣经里面呢，在工作就是敬拜.
In fact, one of the words used for worship in the Hebrew is the word labor.
在希伯来文里面呢，敬拜的这个字呢，也是用在工作上面.
Adam and Eve didn't sing in the garden, as far as we know.
亚当夏娃呢，可能在伊甸园的时候没有唱歌。
They worked in the garden.
但是呢，他们在伊甸园里面工作。
God didn't meet with them in a church service.
那神呢，也没有在教堂跟他们相遇。
He met with them in the garden.
他们在神呢，与他们在这个伊甸园里面相遇。
So God's desire for your company.
神呢，对你的公司的想法呢，
is that it be a place where He comes down and spends a lot of time with His people.
那你的公司呢，就你的职场就变成他可以常常来的地方。
On the weekdays.
在这个weekday上面。
Hallelujah. Number three.
第三点。
Officially welcome the Lord Jesus into your workplace.
正式的邀请耶稣到你的职场当中。
So tomorrow when you go to work.
你明天去上班的时候。
Go to work 10 minutes early.
你就提早10分钟到。
Maybe walk around the building.
可能呢，你就在这个建筑物旁边走一走。
Or stand around the front door.
或者呢，你站在大门口。
And just dedicate your workplace.
你就把你的整个的职场呢，就敬给神。
You have an office or a cubicle.
或者你不管你是哪个办公室。
Go in there 5 minutes early.
在这边提早5分钟到。
And just lay your hands on everything around your workplace.
那就在你的工作的地方呢按手。
We have a lawyer friend in Nashville, Tennessee.
我们在 Nashville 有一个律师的朋友。
He said, I gave Jesus my chair.
他说我让耶稣坐在我的椅子上。
I call it the Jesus chair.
我就叫它叫做耶稣的椅子。
It's the chair I have to sit in during the day.
那个在日常的时候呢，我就必须坐在这椅子上。
But before I sit in the chair,
但是呢，我还没有坐在椅子上的时候呢，
I dedicate myself to the Lord.
我把这个椅子献给神。
I kneel down at this other chair.
那我就用另外一个椅子。
I dedicate my day to the Lord.
那我把我的这整天献给神。
And I ask Jesus for permission to sit on His lap during the day.
我就请耶稣准许我坐在他的椅子上，在腿上。
Won't that change the way you work?
你会想到这个会有改变你的工作吗?
He says when my clients come into my office.
如果说呢，我的客人到了我的办公室。
It's just not me. It's not just me talking to them.
就不止我在跟我的客人讲话。
I'm expecting the Lord to speak through me.
我要相信呢，神会借着我跟我的客人讲话。
I'm not preaching the gospel.
我不是在跟他们传福音。
I'm giving them the best legal counsel I possibly can.
我是跟他们讲说，最好我可以给他们最好的谏言在。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
用神的名。
And you won't believe how many times I pray with my clients.
你不会相信我有到很多次我能够来跟我的客人一起祷告。
Change my whole practice.
那这整个呢，就改变了我工作的性质。
Welcome the Lord Jesus into your workplace.
所以正式邀请耶稣到你的工作。
Well, I just explained number four.
那我刚刚就已经解释了第四条了。
Okay, make an altar in your workplace.
就有一个在祭坛，在你的工作上面有个祭坛。
To the Lord Jesus.
这祭坛呢是献给神的。
And then recognize the Trinity as the head of your company.
让认识到这个三位一体的真神呢，是公司的负责人。
Even if you're not the owner.
就算你不是这个公司的负责人。
Just say, Father, I declare you're the chairman of the board.
你就说，神，你是这个父神，你是这个公司的董事长。
Lord Jesus, you're the CEO.
耶稣，你是执行长。
And Holy Spirit, you're the best legal counsel we could ever find.
And 圣灵呢，你是法务长。
Michael Brown did that in Vallejo, California.
Michael Brown 牧师在这个马来西亚做这件事情。
You can find some of his testimony on this video, Transformation in the Silicon Valley.
And you can find this video on this video.
That's from Valley Christian School story, Vallejo story, and a story about one church, the Cathedral of Faith. But there are others that are doing similar things.
在那里面有很多的见证。
And then number six.
第六个。
Through prayer evangelism, take the kingdom of God to everybody.
就是说用了祷告的宣教呢，就可以把神国带到每一个人身上。
What to do when you're going on your campus? For this is for kids, for students.
那你怎么样来做这个校园的工作呢？
Realize that your city is your campus.
认识到你的城市呢，就是你的校园。
So officially invite Jesus to come.
一样正式的邀请主耶稣到你的校园当中。
Come together with others and pray.
就跟其他人一起祷告。
Pray daily for every classmate, teacher, administrator, and coach.
因为每一天为你的同学、为你的老师、为你的职员、教练
using prayer evangelism.
那用着就是用着刚刚的祷告宣教。
Find tangible ways to meet needs on your campus.
找一个实质的方法呢，来满足你的校园的需要。
We years ago we had a high school student in Hawaii.
很多年前呢，我们在夏威夷有一个高中生。
He heard this message and he said, "My campus is going to be God's campus."
And 他听到这个讯息呢，他就说，我的校园就是神的校园。So
he needed to go ask the principal for permission to pray for everybody.
那他呢，就到他校长那边呢，希望说他可以为每一个同学来祷告。The
principal was a Buddhist.
那 principal 呢是个佛教徒。He
didn't want to talk to Daniel.
那个校长呢，不想跟Daniel这样讲。他甚至呢来躲避他，说好几个礼拜。But
Daniel just kept speaking peace.
但是呢，Daniel就一直来为他来做祝福。And
he waited hours outside of the superintendent's office.
他就在那个学校总监的办公室外面呢，就等了好几个小时。One
day the superintendent gave up.
有一天呢，那个学校总监就说，算了。Said,
"All right, Daniel, what do you want?"
说你到底要什么？
Daniel said, "First of all, I want to apologize."
他说第一个我要来跟你道歉。
Well, what did you do?
那你到底做了什么呢？
No, Daniel said, "I'm a Christian and we have a Christian club on campus and our testimony has not been very good."
我是一个基督徒，而且我们是有一个基督徒的俱乐部，但是我们没有什么见证。
Would you forgive us?
你可以来原谅我们吗？
And the principal thought for a minute.
And 校长就开始想想。
And he said, "Yes, I will."
And 他想说我会的。
Which means they were guilty.
And 他说这个他们是有罪的。
What else do you want, Daniel?
And 那你的还要什么呢？
He said, "I would like to fix what we did wrong."
And 他就想说我们要来把我们所做的呢来改正过来。
Would you give us permission to pray for every student and teacher and administrator?
你能够来让我们来为每一个同学、为每一个老师、为每一个职员来祷告吗？
He thought about it for another minute.
And 这校长又想了一分钟。
He said, "Well, I'll have to give you some rules to go by."
And 他说我可能要给你一些规定。
But I suppose it'll be all right.
但是呢，应该可以的。
So they started praying for the students.
所以呢，他们就开始为他们同学祷告。
They got little cards and they put students' names on.
他们就用了一个卡片呢，就把所有的名字都同学的名字写上去。
There weren't enough Christian students, so they all had to go to their parents and ask for some help.
And 那有他们的那些他们的基督徒朋友呢，就是要他们的父母来帮忙。
There weren't enough parents, so they had to go to the congregations and ask for some more help.
那不够了，所以他们还是要到会众请会众来帮忙。
They began passing these cards out.
And 他们就开始把这些卡片分派出去。
At the end of the year, the principal gave a report.
And 在年底的时候呢，这个校长呢，就
said, "I don't understand why."
他说我不知道为什么。
But crime has gone down on our campus.
And 犯罪率开始下降。
Violence has gone down.
就说他的这个暴力开始下降。
Less students are coming to my office because of problems.
那比较少的学生呢，会必须要到我的办公室，因为问题比较少。
We've had 25 drug busts on our campus this year.
And 我们有二十五起人呢，人家在使用毒品被抓到。
So evil was disappearing.
那这个整个邪恶就已经开始出去了。
less fights on the sports field.
那在这个操场上呢，会更比较少打架。
The government has released some money that they were holding back from us.
And great
averages are going up.
And he
said, I don't understand it, but that's what's happening.
那我不晓得为什么，但是呢，这个就是发生的事情。
He began to get phone calls from other principals.
And他开始，其他的校长开始打电话来了。We've
been hearing what's going on your campus.
那我听到你在你学校发生的事情。How,
what are you doing?
那你在做什么呢？
He said, I don't know.
他说我不知道。But
it all started when the kids started praying.
那他就说，但是呢，从一个我们学生开始就开始祷告。Oh,
said, well, how do we get in touch with the kids?
那他说，那我怎么样跟这个学生联络呢？
And literally, that started a prayer movement across all of the public school campuses and private campuses in Hawaii.
那这一个呢，就让我们就开始有祷告的运动，不管是公立学校或者是私立学校，在夏威夷的就已经就开始在展开。God
wants to transform our city.
那神要来转化我们的城市。And
even our state.
And 甚至我们这个整个加州。So
you speak peace.
And 你就来开始来讲和平。And
follow the trail.
And 就开始来那个走那个道路。Along
the way, the kids took up an offering for the school.
And 那小孩呢，就开始来为这个学校来收奉献。There
was a public school.
那个是公立学校。$11,000
they took up.
他们呢就募到了11,000块钱。They
gave it to the Buddhist principal.
他就把那个给这个佛教徒的校长。His
mouth dropped open.
他根本不敢相信。Why
are you doing this?
他说你为什么要做这件事？
Because we love you and so does Jesus.
因为我们爱你，耶稣也爱你。Isn't
this fun?
这不是很好吗？
So, speak peace and follow the trail.
我们就要开始来讲和平，然后来遵循这些道路。Because
now you know there is a trail.
因为呢，你知道现在有个道路。Amen. Amen.
Amen. Have you received something from the Lord?
你今天有收到从神来的讯息吗？
Now, we're depositing a lot of stuff in you.
我们这开始来把很多的讯息来交给你们。
By request.
And so
we're doing what the Lord has asked of us.
And
your pastor has asked of us.
And
I want to say to you, it has been absolutely enjoyable to do it.
And
some of you have come to us and said, we can feel a change in the spiritual climate just through the weekend.
And 有些人已经在跟我们说，我们已经开始在感觉到整个属灵的气氛已经在改变了。
Is that true?
是不是这样吗？
Wow. That's terrific.
那真的太好了。Because
God is beginning a new thing.
因为神就开始在做一件新事。And
He wants to use.
And 他就是要来使用你。
So get your finger out.
然后把你的手拿出来,
and close your eyes.
把你的眼睛闭起来,
and say to the Lord.
跟神讲,
Lord, here am I.
神, 我在这里,
now point to yourself.
And 指你自己,
Lord, here am I.
神, 我在这里,
send me.
And 差遣我,
speak, Lord.
And 对我讲话,
because your servant is listening.
因为你的仆人正在听,
I received from you the anointing from heaven to make my city, my company, my place of employment, my school, my university, my neighborhood, my home, my family, a place of your habitation.
就是你所居住的地方,
my city,
我的城市,
will be your city.
会是你的城市,
in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you got one more session to go. And Ted's going to put a bow on this that you won't believe.
And 我们还有另外一个,
but Pastor Joe, would you come right now?